and welcome to That's How I Remember It, the podcast where we improvise movies. I'm John, and I'm joined today by two of the bros, two of the OGs.
I got my two buddy. Favorite tall boys.
Yeah.
Right. Whoa.
Nice. I was going to get to the tall boys, but yeah, okay.
Oh, you're talking about us.
I was talking about you.
I thought you forgot about us. So it was like, I guess we'll go to the guests.
You are two bros, guys. I'm joined by Michael and Raul, two of the original. That's how I remember it, people. You dumb idiots. And then I was going to make a terrific joke about how our two female people can't be here. So I replace them with a couple more bros. Two of my favorite tall boys. It's Guled and Franco.
Yeah.
Welcome, boys.
Hello.
Now,
hello and welcome.
You've always said that you're as good as any woman, right? And that women stink. That's what you've always said, right?
I've only thought it. No, I'm just kidding. No, I never said that.
No, this is not a commentary on gender, race, or creed. What's creed? That's the religion, right?
The movie.
It's that movie, yeah.
The movie, too. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Michael B. Jordan.
This is not a commentary on the movie Creed. So
really good movie.
Oh, I've seen it.
It is. Creed 2 is okay, too.
Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler.
Ryan Coogler.
The Coogs, we call him.
Yeah, the Coogs. He's killing it.
The Googler.
Yeah. Oh, the Googler.
He directed Black Panther as well, right?
Yeah.
Fruitvale Station.
I haven't seen that one. I want to check that one out. Oh, yeah, Michael B. Jordan's in both Black Panther. Oh, he's in all three of them.
He's in all three,
Black
yeah.
Panther and Fruitvale Station.
It's like his, yeah. That's his guy. That's his
Robert De Niro.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, yeah.
You know what? Not a bad Robert De Niro.
No.
Honestly?
His Robert De Niro could fuck up the real Robert De Niro.
That's true. Even if they were the
so
same
could
age.
Like, yeah. Yeah. I feel like just like a one-day-old expired sandwich could fuck up. Robert,
honestly, a one-day-old expired sandwich could fuck me up as well because of food poisoning.
Oh, yeah.
So true.
So you're stupid for saying that. Right. I'm calling everybody stupid in the new year. That's my thing for 2021. The world is dumb, and you guys better get down with me because I'm ready to rock, and I'm real OG. Come on, everybody. Oh, don't you see? I'll call you a sandwich, dude. Punch your feet. Punch, punch, punch them feet. My name's John. You're King Kong. Jim Tom. That's my thing for 2021.
Really good.
So I think we need to cut it. Yeah, we need to cut it. We need to cut it. We need to press it. We need to get it to a radio station.
You know that hot new sound you were looking for? Well, listen to this.
I'm really good at getting the tone of the terrible bad rap from the 80s. Hello there, man, and my name's you. You got to get to where we go to.
Remember when that kind of rap was like acceptable, or was it never?
I think it was cutting times, edge. Man.
Will Smith was a big hit.
I liked it because everyone was there and they had something to say.
Yeah. First of all, you start the song, you know who they are and what they're here to talk about. That's the first thing they tell you.
I'm Ronald McDonald, honestly, and I'm here to say burgers are a great way to start the day.
30% of the times it has something to do with the USA.
That's
true. And it being the number one spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also being feeling how you're feeling as well. Maybe you're feeling an amazing way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Fruity Pebbles in a major way. Remember that one? That was a big commercial I remember growing up with. Fred and Barney. Am I aging myself?
The world's famous rapsters, Fred and Barney.
Yeah.
Fred and Barney, they've aged.
Perhaps. Oh, yeah.
I don't even know how old they are in the show, to be honest with you.
They're at least a couple thousand years.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
It was back when they had talking dinosaurs, so it must be at least a couple thousand years.
That's true, yeah.
The Flintstones is a documentary. Mm-hmm. Found footage.
Yeah.
It's a living.
It's a living.
It's a living.
Wait, did they coin that phrase?
Oh, anyway, you guys, speaking of TV shows, fucking watch this, boys.
Oh, okay.
You guys have a TV show, don't you?
Oh, wow.
Yes, we do. Actually, now that you bring it up. Yeah.
No, this is super exciting. You're going into season two, huh? We were just talking about how we checked out the first couple episodes and funny stuff.
Yeah,
funny stuff.
And we got into like because these episodes are going to air like a week apart. I don't want to cover the same ground, but we talked a little bit with Vance and Tim last week about just the, like all the COVID stuff and working the COVID stuff in, which I thought was interesting because it was seemed like I knew you were writing the show before COVID, so you must have had to like go back and revisit stuff and everything.
Felt pretty seamless that you added in some COVID stuff.
Yeah.
Felt pretty seamless.
Yeah, no, we're making a bet that it'll still be around when the show drops.
We were shorting COVID.
Oh, that's smart.
You won.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah, but I got a
Mike.
Mike's broken.
I got a mic in my
hand. I had something to say, and it was going to be so good. You know what? It's going to blow you away.
Matt, you are rapping. I had something to say. Well, we're excited to have you guys, even though everybody's clearly dead to the world today. We're all just fading into the tiny flowers. Is that what the expression is? Fading into flowers.
I once said fade into the limelight, and I got made fun of mercilessly by my cousins.
Wow. I would have made that mistake.
Well, in fairness, you used an expression from Frank Sinatra or something.
What do you fade into? I don't even know what you fade into.
I think you fade into the limelight.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I'm pretty sure you got it right.
I never bothered Googling because I was like, man, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
You know who hates fading in? Kurt Cobain.
Why?
He burnt out.
Yeah.
Oh, he didn't want to.
He'd rather burn out than fade away.
You know who else hates fading into the limelight?
Go on.
Guled's cousins.
That's true.
Oh, the Abdi's. Okay, guys. So tell us about this show. What is it? A documentary?
It's a found footage documentary that follows the hijinks of four boys as they dress up in costume and attempt to create.
I love. Right. Can I tell you my favorite thing about your show? If I can just blow smoke up your ass just for a minute, and then I'll get back to hating.
Please do.
Absolutely.
And it was the same with this first season. Where it was like, I mean, obviously, because I know you guys and I know that you guys are friends in real life, even though you also have a TV show together. And just like it seems like in every episode, there's usually, I think, almost every episode, there's just a sketch where all of you are just playing yourselves and hanging out in your like apartment or whatever. And it's like, I thought that's a cool way to just like showcase your friendship and that, which is like such an interesting part, an interesting dynamic with your group.
Mike and I tried to do a thing together once, but we had to like, because we don't like each other in real life, we had to get our publicist to like, you know, book us at a specific time. And then we'd show up to do the sketch, but we're friends. And then we took off our jackets and we would not speak until the recording started. Didn't work. Mm. We didn't get a deal out of it.
No, that's fair. I mean, I thought it made sense. It sounds like you're trying to save the magic for the screen, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to burn out, you know, there might be some good riffs that you can get.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to fade in out into that limelight.
No. You guys didn't tell me about the sketch. Hey, that's a car.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a motorcycle now.
Yeah, it's really easy.
Yeah.
Taking a tight turn.
It's how we distract Raul. I don't have my keys to jingle, so you just gotta make noises.
It's fun doing those scenes on scene where we play essentially ourselves, you know, because like I think I'm kind of playing myself a lot of times unless I really make a character choice. But when I'm actually playing myself, I'm like, all right, this is good. And I just make the faces I normally make, you know, and then I'm like, wait, is this what acting is? Just playing yourself? I'm like, okay, I don't know. I'm thinking too much.
And I assume those are the found footage scenes, right? You guys really do live together all in one apartment?
Yeah, yeah. We leave our families for a few times a year.
It helps with the creative process.
We just hope someone catches it all on tape.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we catch you mid-nap, Franco?
I'm awake now.
Oh, cool. Well, we're going to do a movie today suggested by a listener. And it is The Lost Boys, Are you guys familiar with the movie The Lost Boys?
No, I'm not.
Well, it is a movie from the 1980s. Is it now? It's got Kiefer Sutherland as an evil teen vampire, sexy teen vampires, and another teen moves to town and befriends this group. He doesn't know they're vampires, right? And but then it's LA. It's like Santa Barbara, so it's like, what if vampires were in the sunniest place in the world, and were cool? So they so they get together and hang out at night. But they're cool.
Kiefer Sutherland is also a vampire.
Yeah,
Sutherland's also a vampire.
He's like the kid that comes to town befriends Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, nice.
Oh God, this is perfect. So Mike is showing us a video of the.
I still believe
the giant party scene, and there's a guy that plays saxophone.
Wait, is where the sax man thing is from?
Yeah. From the movie Lost Boys. So this is what it's like, the nightlife in Santa Barbara in the 1980s. Corey
this
Feldman,
guy's upset.
Corey Haim, the two Coreys. This guy's got a perm. And Jamie Gertz.
Side note, I will say, while it looks like hot 80s trash, it is actually really good and holds up. And it's a really fun movie.
Yeah.
That's what I keep hearing. I haven't seen it.
It's very 80s, but it's enjoyable 80s
it's,
for sure.
It's such a fun time. And like it's got a really good like story. It's good. The character's really fun. Yeah.
So is that guy a vampire that's looking at...
This guy is the new guy that's like... he is not a vampire. But he's intrigued by this lifestyle of partying and rock. And some of these people might be vampires. We couldn't even tell you.
This scene is so long.
This sax man, with this whole time we've been talking, it's still playing this scene.
It feels long, but when you hear his awesome song, I Still Believe... it goes by in
now quick question seconds. The band title at the top of the screen is Live. That's not the band Live, right?
That man.
Okay,
yeah. So anyway, just to give you a little taste of kind of the tone of the movie, I don't know anything about the movie. I assume it's kid, they're boys, they're all boys, they're lost boys, and they're vampires.
Yeah,
are they like a club, they hang out or something?
Basically they're like a club of vampires that hang out
in a cave.
And
thing.
Corey Haim and Corey Feldman are like younger guys that work at the video store, and they're like the comic relief, but they are the guys that believe that vampires exist in the town. And they're like big comic book nerds, so they've got like comic books showing how you can kill vampires and stuff, and they're like trying to give information to our hero, and they're like, no, you don't understand, there's a head vampire, and if your friend's been turned, then there's no, you know. All the rules that we know of vampires, they're there to give exposition. Because apparently people didn't know that in the 80s.
Oh.
You know, they're setting the lore then for generations to come.
You got it, buddy.
That's like in if there was a documentary about this movie, they'd be like, you got to understand, it was 1980. Nobody knew vampires back
then. Yeah, exactly. There'd only been 50 years of vampire movies.
I love that part of every documentary or behind the scenes. You got to understand.
Yeah. This is an era when people had never heard electric guitar before. So they were ready for it. Anyway, that's the whole thing.
Nice. That's really good. That's a really good thing. So it's Kiefer Sutherland, Corey Haim, Corey Feldman. They're all vamps? No, the Coreys are not vamps.
The Coreys are not vamps. They're vampire hunters. They're like tween vampire hunters. And he thinks that the guy dating his mom might be a vampire because he doesn't like the guy dating his mom. Mm-hmm. So that's part of it.
Which guy? Who thinks their mom is
The new guy to town, our hero. Okay. Okay. His mom is single and is dating Third Rock from the Sun.
John Lithgow.
John Lithgow.
No, it looks like John Lithgow.
Francis Stewart?
It's so crazy.
Wait,
it looks
it's not
like
John Lithgow? Lithgow?
Dude, I know. I thought it was too. It's just this other actor with vampire makeup makes him look just like John Lithgow.
Huh.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess I'm an idiot.
Turns out John Lithgow looks like a vampire.
Oh, it's also a Joel Schumacher movie, by the way.
All of this makes sense.
Peak Joel Schumacher.
Peak Shooms.
Not Batman and Robin?
Not yet. Oh, wait, here. Ready for this, guys? This is all cut. Stop talking. This is all cut.
Don't waste your breath.
Ready for this? Oh, you know who it is? It's the dad from the Gilmore Girls, right?
Oh, that's how much you're cutting?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, John playing it off like he didn't just spend 5 minutes looking it up.
You can joke all you want. This is all crap.
Wait, wasn't it the guy from the Gilmore Girls?
Oh, that's
that
right.
One. That's a good one. That's a keeper.
Does anybody else want credit? Because whoever says it last is the person that I'm going to cut to. Wait. You know who it was the dad from the Gilmore Girls. Sorry. But seriously, Girls. Do you know who it was?
Who?
Oh, it was the dad from the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, the Gilmore Girls. That's the one.
Yeah, Frank Herman.
Vampire.
The Aaron Sorkin show.
Mm. Yeah.
Was that Aaron Sorkin?
No.
I'm like, I could believe it because they talk so fast, you know?
They talk.
Amy Coney Bryan. What's her name?
Amy Schumer. Nope.
Amy Schumacher.
Paladero.
Amy Sherman Palladino.
Amy Sherman Palladining.
Amy
Schumi Palladunu.
Amy Sherman
Esquire.
You know what? Just go watch that. And you know,
believe it or not, we haven't started remembering the movie.
this is just us remembering Gilmore Girls.
Man, that was a great show, right?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to brag, but all three of us used to be in a live version of Gilmore Girls on improv stages across Toronto. Wow.
You did that one too, Raul?
I did it.
He played the same character as me on the days that I wasn't available. Picture.
John played character that...
Melissa McCarthy
plays with the red pigtails.
Yeah.
So I just have this image of John and... red pigtails.
It was a very fun show. Cheers, guys.
Yeah.
Cheers.
That was my shout out to Adele and Christy.
Hey, guys, do you remember what we could do? One of the last shows I ever saw
before
COVID and the whole world exploded.
Mm-hmm.
Franco was in, and so was the youngest improviser I've ever seen. Oh. Actually, Gulad was in that scene too. Both of you, right?
Holy wasn't crap. It? Yeah.
At the Rivoli?
There's
a baby. There's a baby on stage.
My baby. Yeah. My son Felix on stage. Felix.
And oh, I didn't see that.
He was 6 days old. In retrospect, it was. I was like, why did I do that?
Yeah.
He has no immune system.
Oh, my God.
That's where you pick it up.
A packed bar.
Yeah. And this is like 7 minutes before COVID hit.
Yeah. Well, back then we didn't know how much we were spraying onto each other as we talked, you know?
Yeah.
Didn't think about that. That's one of the last times we're probably ever going to see a baby in an improv set.
Yeah. One of the last times you could shake a baby like that in midair.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how the whole audience is filled with child protective services.
Yeah.
They have to be there. They have to be there, honestly. It was very funny.
Yeah. I used to be my go-to thing in improv is if I wasn't getting a laugh, I'd just lick people. So
really?
Can't even do that anymore.
There was one time.
Easy culture.
Yeah. Cancel culture. Can't say anything.
Can't do anything anymore.
Can't lick anybody. What's
can't be funny anymore.
Can't spit on people.
I'm not even gonna work colleges anymore because these young kids, they don't get my lick comedy.
There was one time, oops, I dropped something. In a long form set, which at Chargel and I were in, Chargel put a toonie in my mouth for some reason. I don't know why. It was in the John Candy Theater, in the training center, Second City Training Center, and I was leaving to go to Boston the next day for Boston Comedy Festival of some kind. And I remember I got in the car and I picked up Natalie, who we were going down there together. And then I remember I picked her up And I was like, oh, I got my throat's a little bit scratchy. And then during the 8-hour drive to Boston, I had completely lost my voice. Like, I could not speak.
Oh my God.
And we were doing our sketch set, and I could not talk. We had to I muddled through one scene, but it was obvious I had lost my voice. Like, I could not talk, and it was like very clear. And then we just found friends and had to teach them to do our scenes.
Holy shit. Oh, shit.
And I had to like get other people to do my parts in different sketches because I couldn't talk. And then on the drive home, I was fine. But just for that one day.
It's amazing how immediate the germs collectively on that made you lose your voice.
Honestly, I don't know that it was Chargel's fault and I don't blame him, but it's funny. It makes the story funnier that he put money in my mouth the day before.
It's cool that your immune system fought it off in a day, though. Mm-hmm. Could have been worse.
Yeah.
You could have eaten $10 and been in the hospital.
You know what, guys? Let's jump right into the movies because I know we've been had some tech trouble and we've got to get a hard out here. So let's jump over to The Lost Boys.
But first, a quick break.
Here we go. We open on a long, winding shot flying over Santa Barbara's beaches. We see people playing in the surf, happy, fun, throwing magazines at each other.
Hey, catch the frisbee!
They don't have frisbees, they only have magazines, and they're throwing them for some reason.
Sweet, this magazine flies so well!
Oh, ow!
Ultimate magazine!
One day we'll get the frisbee.
It's called a whack man.
A what man?
A whack man.
Is this dude insulting me?
No. Oh, no, no.
Wait, what do you do with that whack man?
You put your cassettes in it and you listen to your music.
Wait, like my 8-tracks?
8-tracks. This guy.
Oh, I'm a grandpa. Oh.
Grandpa, come back. Dude, he's only the coolest member in our group. You know what? Someone hold my puka shells. I'm about to fuck this guy up.
I got him. Puka shell protector.
Thanks, Tony.
I got you. Always.
The gang of gnarly California teens continue to pounce on the grandpa and suck out his blood.
Oh, no! Come on! Oh, just because I didn't know what a cassette was. This is rude. Please stop.
We see his blood from his neck start to pour out aggressively as the camera zooms up into the sky and the blood forms the title, The Lost Boys.
And
the Lost Boys sax solo plays.
It is now the next day and there's a bunch of caution tape around where the body was and cops are investigating the scene.
Yeah, so that's pretty much all I saw.
Just got to be more confident with this.
Just more confident. I mean, you're a witness. You have the information. We need it. You have something we need. So just roll it back and try it again.
Okay, so I was walking. I was rollerblading. Let me take that back. I was rollerblading. It was nice.
Just take a couple seconds. Just think about what happened. And then you just tell Detective Murphy over here what happened. Mm-hmm. And then you tell him, and I'll be right over here jotting down all the information.
Yeah. I mean, this is it. You're just, you know, if you need to do a little warm up, we can do some exercises.
Oh, that would be so helpful. Yeah. That would be so helpful because I'm just like, the story's like not really coming to me so easily. Like, there's a lot of unnecessary detail that I feel you guys need to know.
Yeah. We need to know everything.
Like, it was 25 degrees. The wind was blowing northwest about like 12 kilometers.
And okay. This is great. Holy
that,
shit.
That is actually helpful. Yeah.
Oh, this is helpful information?
I've never heard this.
Murphy, you hearing this? Murphy, I'm getting... The
humidity was at like 67%.
Okay, thanks. Oh my God. Okay, that's great. Okay, good.
Can you believe this, Kaplansky?
Yeah. That's wild. Your name. I know. Named after my father who started a bunch of smoked meat sandwich shops. Go on.
Yeah, what else do you got?
Yeah, so I was rollerblading. I was going about like, I say about like 5 kilometers an hour. There's some friction, you know, on the concrete, so it slowed me down a little bit.
Okay.
I saw a pebble. Good detail.
Oh, a pebble. Okay. Now,
yeah, I saw a pebble.
This is good. Okay, write this down. Pebble. I'm writing it.
I'm slowing down a little bit, so I'm going like a little slower than I want. If I was going faster, I could probably go over this pebble, but I think I'm gonna fall. So
oh, no, don't fall.
Yeah, no, I don't want to fall. So I braced myself. I've been practicing my braking, and I was like, pull the brake, and I was like, you know what? Perfect time for a water break. I pull out my Nalgene bottle. It's got about like at least.
We caught him, boys. We caught him.
Thank you. We couldn't have done it without you, kid.
Well, what's going on here? You're interviewing a witness? Don't worry. Don't need a witness. We caught him.
Who was it?
Was it pebble-related?
No, it turns out that it was this old pervert. Yeah, that's right. It was Sammy the Salami. You know, that pervert that shows his dongle around town. Anyway, we found him just muttering over the corpse. Turns out he admitted it as soon as we asked him. He said, oh, I did it, and I do it again, and oh, please let me touch stuff. I'm a pervert. Anyway, don't worry about it. Let's shut down this investigation. You know what? Let's shut down all investigations into murder in this town. For no reason. I'm not hiding anything. Let's shut down the investigation.
A photo for the paper, sir?
All right. Get a picture of this guy Schlonger.
Say Schlong.
Hey, Murphy.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Kaplansky?
I feel like the chief is acting kind of weird.
Yeah, I thought that too. You know, I mean, we were getting a lot of really good information from this kid over here, and then he just came in here and just conveniently solved the crime. Did you also notice that his mouth and genitals were covered in blood?
Yeah. That was the first thing I noticed.
We see right behind them the chalk mark of the dead person on the beach, outlining his body and the lost boy's blood. And we see the chief going over it, kicking it and rubbing it away.
Yeah, he's kicking the sand because they chalked the sand.
That seems like strange behavior.
It's very weird.
Murphy,
very
I feel weird. Like when he said, I'm not hiding anything, a part of me feels like he's hiding at least something.
Yeah, I think you're right. Because when someone tells me I'm not hiding anything, you know what it makes me think? That they're hiding at least something.
We cut to a nondescript house. It's nighttime now. The chief walks in. Sitting at a table is our three men, all wearing black robes. They look up at the chief. One of them speaks. So you told him nothing to see here?
Yes. Don't worry. This whole town is yours, my liege. Please don't use your thoughts. I'm sorry.
No.
You look at the Lord in the eye when you speak to him.
Yes, I'm sorry, Lord. Please know that the entire town is ready and waiting for your rock and roll vampires.
Good.
You hear that, Lord? They're ready for the rock and roll vampires.
We've created an entire town who will be fans of your music.
You hear that, Lord? This town is going to be a bitchin' good time.
Oh, I can almost see the streaming numbers right now.
They'll also welcome me, the drummer of this vampire band.
Nobody gives a shit about drummers.
Wow.
Well, you take that back. He's a good drummer.
No, he's a good drummer for a drummer. But even as a vampire lord, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
He'll drum faster.
I'm sorry, Sir Keith and Sir Mick. You guys are the Rolling Stones, right? Your vampire lords.
Don't say our government names out loud.
Sorry. I'm just saying you look great. You haven't aged. You.
Wait, where did you put the man's body?
We fully drained it of blood, and then we shoved it into a trash compactor. Don't worry. No one's going to do an autopsy.
There will be no body.
We cut to a, what was it? Landfill.
a dump truck pulls into the landfill and it starts to slowly unload the garbage. Yes. Hey, what's this?
Oh, yeah, what? It's not a plastic bag. What the hell?
No, Gus, that ain't no plastic bag.
Open what? This up. A man's penis. What's this?
Oh my God.
He's only, it's one large person sized bag, but he's only opened it in the penis.
Open the bag. Oh, there's all the things there. There's the rest of his body. There's a whole old man's body. Why would you just?
It's the first thing I see. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to touch it.
I just,
what if there's more? What if there's more in there?
You see a naked dead body. And the first thing you noticed is you didn't say, hey, there's a naked body. You just said, hey.
That's the part I unzipped? How was I supposed to? That's a poorly placed zipper. Can I be honest with you? The top, the bottom, right in the middle? I don't want to, you unzip it.
It's unzipped. You still don't see it? It's a whole naked body. It's an old man covered in sand and blood.
I'm seeing that now. Oh,
just look at it. What do you mean? Oh, you're seeing it. You think the visual of that would be so jarring that you'd know?
My focus went straight to the penis, and I did not notice there was someone attached to it. Okay.
The bag starts to move and shake.
Give him my shovel.
And then the body inside suddenly comes to light, like eyes suddenly open, and then fangs grow, and he attacks the guy. With his other hand, he grabs the other guy's neck. And
I should have called in sick. God.
Have you boys ever heard of a whack man? I'm a hip, cool vampire now. Not a grandpa. I'm a cool vampire who loves music. Eating your throat, eating your throat, eating your throat.
Oh, he's eating both of us. I'm a gentle.
We cut back to Murphy and Kaplansky are on the are investigating, and they end up at the local video store.
Hey, assholes! Yeah, you. What do you want here? This is our store. We work here. Right, Corey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're going to come in here, you're going to do us a favor.
Yeah.
That's leave.
That's right. Yeah, that's what Corey and Corey say. If you come in here, you leave.
Yeah.
Hey.
We just had a question. We just had a couple questions for you guys, and then we'll be on our way.
And we'll do you a favor. We'll leave.
We only have the questions for customers, so either you're going to get a VHS tape or leave.
Yeah, okay. You're either going to rent something or leave.
Mm-hmm. All right, fine. I'll rent one copy of the Born on the 4th of July.
We don't have that.
Pick another movie. Okay.
Movie. Well, what's your favorite movie?
Personally?
My favorite movie is Checked Out, because I rented it. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. We get first dibs when movies come in.
That's right. That's why we work here. That and because of the comic books.
That's right.
Okay, can I sign out a comic book then?
We don't rent comic books. We sell them. This is a store that rents videos and sells comic books. What don't you get?
Do you not see our sign outside?
Are you stupid?
It's so easy.
So easy. We're making this so easy on you. Dumb fucking idiots.
We just want to know if you've seen that murder recently.
Well, maybe you should rent something or buy something then.
Okay.
Just tell us what can we rent? What can we rent or buy? I will pay for it gladly.
Annie!
Can we get that copy of Weird Science?
Weird Science.
No, you can rent Annie.
Okay.
Oh, Annie? Fine. Okay, fine. Let's rent that. Okay.
We'll take Annie.
Yeah. Do you have a loyalty card?
Or you can buy the comic book version of Annie. You can't rent the movie, Annie. What do these guys think they are?
Freaking idiots.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll buy the comic book version of Annie then. That's fine.
That's okay. A good choice. I would have made choice. That choice myself.
Yeah, that's a great choice.
It's a weird medium for a musical, but it's fine. I'll take it. One copy of Annie, please.
All right, ringing you up. That will be $50.95. How will you be paying?
That's so much.
$1985?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, this is limited edition.
All right, here, take the money. Here, okay, great. Okay, I've got my copy of Annie. Can we?
You passed the test. I guess you guys aren't vampires. Mm.
What do you mean vampires?
When vampire would never have put up with that level of aggravation.
Mm-hmm. Most vampires would have killed us by now.
Yeah. And that's how we know. We test everybody like this.
Push them to the edge, see if some fangs come out.
And if they try to kill us, that means they're a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
We've only been killed twice.
Check out the wounds.
Ooh, whoa, nice. Whoa, that's a deep, deep bite.
Yeah, yeah. I have one on my genitals too.
God, pull your pants up. Jesus Christ.
Sorry.
He's trying to show you the wound.
Oh my gosh, your penises are mutilated. God.
They are utterly repulsive, but Kaplansky, did you hear what...
Their dicks look like a pickle, but instead of... It's like a reverse pickle, because instead of dimples, it's like holes.
Oh, that's gross. Yeah, it looks like... Their dicks look like someone stepped on a cheese calzone.
God. Oh, okay.
But you know what, though? Look at these injuries they showed us. The injuries on their neck and their genitals.
It's the same as that old man.
Look.
I mean, you can just look at their neck wounds if you prefer.
Let me see those genitals again.
God, look at this pattern.
Telltale signs. This is what happened out there in the beach. Yeah. Hey, let me ask you guys, who did this?
Vampires. We already did. We started.
But where can we find them?
Oh,
smash! Two of those landfill workers crashed through the window.
And alive or dead?
They're dead. They're vampires now.
Oh, sorry. I thought you meant dead bodies got thrown through the window.
Oh, no, they come out and they bite one of the clerks.
God, no, not again. Please stop. I'm so sick of this.
Take that. Oh, my gosh. And they leave instantly.
What was that? What a commotion.
I feel like the vampires think of us as like a blood bank or something. Because they keep draining us, but then leaving us right on the edge. You know what I mean?
It's like convert us already.
Yeah.
Either turn us or kill us. What's this like slowly sipping on our blood bullshit?
Yeah. Come on. Anyway, do you guys have a cookie or something? Like a juice? My blood sugar's like so low right now.
He's gonna pass out. You guys, do you have anything? Even like just a Starburst or something? Just anything with some sugar.
Hey, give me sugar.
Great.
Good night.
Damn. Okay. Anyways, you were asking where vampires hang out earlier. You're gonna want to go down to the cove. I heard there's some kids that like to go there and set a bonfire, but be careful. They're kind of rough, if you know what I mean.
Down by the cove. Did you hear that, Kaplansky? The cove, that's the perfect place for a climax. Let's go.
Did you tell him to look out for the sax man? Did you tell him?
Oh, shoot. That's what I meant to tell them. Sorry.
Kaplansky and Murphy hop into their car and start speeding over to the cove. All right, let's get over there. This is going to be great. I can't wait to get there. And as they kind of are approaching, they hear saxophone music in the distance as they get closer.
You're doing great, Lord. You're doing great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I've been watching a lot of saxophone people play on the harbor.
Are you sure you guys don't want to just continue to play the instruments you're used to as the Rolling Stones?
If I wanted your opinion, I would ask for it.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't like the guitar anymore. I want to play the saxophone as well.
Rolling Stones do whatever we want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. We love you.
But Thank you.
We
so
love
this,
you.
This was a new one. It's a new one. It's called Jazz at Dusk. Enjoy.
And then maybe I can maybe switch from playing the drums.
Yeah. I mean, Lord's doing so well, and I'm doing pretty good as well. So
we can't have like three sax players. It's just
yeah.
too much.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I mean, like it's. I would let you play it personally, but I got a lot of spit on this one. And so.
Yeah. I'll just keep drumming.
Good.
We hear drums and sax solo. Boom, boom, ta, boom, boom, ta.
The car just smashes onto the stage.
This is not part of the performance. This is not part. What the hell?
This is a cool performance. Oh my god, I can't believe the value they put in this performance. They got a whole car.
Oh, look at that performance.
The cops exit the car.
You're under arrest.
You're under arrest. Oh, I was going to say it.
Yeah, oh, sorry. It sounded you want to so, do it again? Sounded,
okay. No, man, it sounded so cool. Okay. You're good. You're good at that.
Thank you. Well, we could do it again. No. Nope.
Okay, we'll do one more time. Okay. All right. Can I do it or do you want to do it?
Go for it.
Oh, cool. Okay. Cool. Okay. Okay. Stop your bunder crest. Oh, man.
Okay, yeah, the drummer unsheaths his drumstick, and it's a knife. And he tosses it at the thigh of one of the cops.
Oh, Murphy, you all right?
My thigh.
Quickly, let's run while they're trying to tend to the other's wound.
Kaplansky, go chase after him.
We suddenly cut to handheld video footage like it's cops.
Bad vamps. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Oh, why did I wear a robe that I can't even lift? Oh,
I got three vampires running. They're running. I'm gonna need backup right now.
Vampires need backup. Over.
Yeah. One's hopping a fence. I got one. It looks like one of the. I think he's the drummer. Least charismatic one.
Make sure you get the others. Huh?
Okay. Least he's jumping a fence. I'm. I got him.
Don't tase me.
The drummer is trying to fly away, but the cop has him caught by the ankle.
No, you're not going anywhere. Come down.
I'm not resisting. Hey, don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me, bro.
Come down.
You'll never take us alive. He takes his one sharp tooth and then pulls it out with his tongue and then bites on it. And it's holy water inside.
Jesus, what the... Gosh.
Oh, I would have eaten your genitals.
What? Oh, God.
He dissolves into a sticky foam. Like a real sticky foam.
The foam turns into the shape saying the Lost Boys.
Murphy limps into the scene.
Sorry. I slowed me down, but I seems to have healed up nicely. What do we got here, Kaplansky? Looks like we got one vamp. Did the other one get away?
We got the guys. Don't worry, we got them. Don't worry, nothing to see here, guys. The case is closed. We got them. No. We got all the other vampires. Everything's. I'm not covering anything up. I got nothing to hide.
You see just behind the chief two cloaked men walking slowly behind him, trying to make as little noise as possible.
Nothing. So if you guys want to go on vacation, good job. I want to see you're going to get commendation.
We're almost clear.
You're going to get a big commendation.
Shh,
anyway, so thanks for coming. You can leave.
Wait, chief, stop walking for a second. Stand still.
Oh.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Hey, Kaplansky.
What's that?
It's 4 minutes till sunrise. If we can just keep the chief busy for 4 minutes, then we'll know if he's a vamp or not.
Oh, yeah, it's brilliant.
Well, what could we do to keep him busy? Sorry, chief, just 1 second. We're having an argument.
Nothing to see here.
Maybe if we did our dance routine for him, he could get so enraptured in our movement of our bodies that he would forget about time.
Oh, yeah, that's brilliant. All right, let's do it. The Bardman.
The Bardman.
Oh, no, the sun's coming up.
The cloud parts, and a sunbeam shines right onto the chief.
Oh, God, I'm melting in this foam.
Oh, the dancing was so distracting, but good.
Oh, there's two vampires behind him.
Whoa, how'd they get there?
Whoa.
We see that they are also turning into foam, but their cloaks are holding their shape, and foam is just shooting out of their arms as their like arms are waving like one of those car wash ribbon men. And foam's just shooting out the armholes as they start to dissolve. We go back to a big wide shot. We see all the people on the beach that were watching the, you know, the Rolling Stones that were also sax players. It was very clear what was happening. We see that the entire audience is dissolving into a sea of foam, and they're slowly forming into the words, "The Lost Boys."
Well, there you have it. Looks like the case is closed.
And then we widen out, and we see that planet Earth is slowly foaming at the mouth. Every city and every town is dissolving into... These cops were the only two non-vampires left on the planet Earth. And as sun comes up, a sea of foam washes across their faces. And they're left standing alone, alone, alone.
Sometimes I wish there are things I didn't know.
Me too.
It starts to fade to black. And the credits come up and it says directed by Joel Schumacher.
And then a big picture of genitals comes up. Just mangled genitals.
Yep. That's how I remember
That's how I remember it.
Yeah, no, it's pretty accurate.
That's how it ended, yeah. I forgot that the dance was so distracting that the entire world stayed outside until sunrise and they all melted up.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Forgot about that, but yeah.
It was a good dance. It was the Bartman.
Yeah. This is a
beautiful dance. Yeah.
All right, guys. We got to take off, but this has been fantastic. Thanks again to Franco and Guled from Tall Boys Season 2.
Yeah.
Has started already. We talked about it last week. Season 2 is on the air. Tuesdays, 9:30 on CBC. Correct, guys? And if you can't see it day and date, CBC Gem. It's also available streaming on CBC Gem. That's right?
Yeah.
Yeah, check it out.
That's correct. Yeah, and CBC Gem is free, you know?
It's free. Check if you're a cord cutter, like everyone is these days, you don't have cable, though you don't need it. Just download the app. It's a free app.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're in America, then, I don't know, go fuck yourself.
I hope you die. I hope you die in a raging car fire, America.
Yeah, you guys already have enough stuff.
Yeah.
And as after seeing an episode from your new season, season 2 is going to be fucking great, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I watched the first couple episodes and it's really funny, super funny. Definitely super funny.
And if not,
go check it out.
If it's not too soon to say, we look forward to season 3.
Ooh. Oh, put it out in the universe. Put it out in the universe.
He didn't say what show, so it's not technically jinxing it.
Damn. That's true. That's true.
He'd be talking about season 3 of Euphoria.
I
look
it's
forward
coming.
To every season 3, if I'm being honest. That's where shows get their legs. Mm-hmm. Except for the Tall Boys, season 2. Check it out. I love you. Bye, guys.
I love you. Bye, everyone.
Peace. Peace.
This podcast has been brought to you by the Sonar Network. Sonar.